This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Thursday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect New Zealand. I'm David Chaston and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. Today we lead with news investors are pulling out of equity markets as risks pile up. Bond markets are the beneficiary. But first, American retail sales in September have come in weaker than expected. In fact, instead of rising marginally, they fell from August. Year on year, they're up 3.8%, and that was sharply lower than the 4.5% annual rise in August. Markets weren't impressed, and not helping was data that shows inventories rising faster, up 6.2% year on year. In Canada, their CPI came in at 1.9% in September, stuck at the same level now for 7 straight months. It will probably mean that the Bank of Canada rate will stay at 1.75 at its next review on October the 30th. In China, there are reports that office vacancy rates are starting to rise to worrying levels, even in their top cities. In Beijing, it's approaching 10%. Surging supply is overwhelming flagging demand. They don't need a commercial property crisis right now. The EU also released inflation data overnight, and it came in at just 0.8% in the year to September across the whole block. This was lower than expected and down from 1% in August. There is a summit of EU leaders that is about to start, and of course the main issue is the Brexit. The pre-leaders meeting negotiations are intense, and no one has walked out yet, so these down-to-the-wire talks must be making some sort of progress. With Hatch, anyone can invest in the US share markets. Through Hatch, Kiwi investors can easily invest in over 2,900 of the world's best-known companies and more than 500 exchange-traded funds. With fractional investing, investors can buy portions of companies they may not normally be able to afford. Visit hatch.as/investing to learn more. On Wall Street today, equity prices are lower. Not by a lot, but the S&P 500 is down 0.2% so far. A resolution of the General Motors strike is making no difference to the mood. That follows European markets that were mixed, with the German DAX up the most and the London FTSE down the most of the majors. Yesterday, both the ASX and the NZX were stars, rising 1.3% and 1.2% respectively. However, American investors generally are showing real concerns about the trade wars and have pulled about $60 billion out of equity markets in the September quarter of 2019. In the September quarter of 2018, they added $20 billion to equity markets. The bearish turnaround represents the largest pullback since 2009 in the GFC. Meanwhile, in the same period, bond funds recorded net inflows of $118 billion, double the same period of 2018. Federal Reserve officials are preparing themselves for another GFC meltdown, and they say negative interest rates are a viable tool to provide stimulus to economies that need it. Policymakers see these types of actions as a strength, while the business community sees them as confirming weakness. The US Treasury 10-year yield is down 1 basis point at 1.75%. Gold is back up today, up $10 overnight to $1,489 an ounce. US oil price is a little changed again today at just under $53.50 a barrel, while the Brent benchmark is just on $59.50 a barrel. And the Kiwi dollar is also a little changed today, now at 62.9 US cents. On the cross rates, we're just under 93 Aussie cents, and against the euro, we're lower at 56.7 euro cents. That puts the trade-weighted index at just on 68.1. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes. Get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz, and subscribe to receive this podcast in your favourite podcast app. We're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Google Podcasts, Spotify, or subscribe on our website. Tell your friends and leave us a review. We welcome feedback. I'm David Chaston, and we'll do this again tomorrow.